The club had popped up in a rundown warehouse on the outskirts of the city. The crumbling concrete walls covered in graffiti would look at home in any war-torn city in the Middle East. Lane waited until Yusuf, Danny, and Yusuf security entered the club before she and the driver, Talal, exited the SUV and walked to the entrance. A camera peered at them from above the door, its red light steady. Lane lowered her cap over her eyes and held up the business card given to her by the CIA officer who had secured the invite. A girl never knew who might be watching, and Lane had done a fair amount of anti-trafficking work in Tripoli. There was a loud click, followed by a buzzer, and the metal door swung open. Lane slid the card back in her pocket and they walked inside. Blue and purple lighting pulsed in time to throbbing electronic dance music blasting down a long hallway. Graffiti adorned the block walls of the corridor, matching the exterior. Lane followed the music past heavily armed bodyguards to the main event, a cavernous space partially filled with people dancing, some dressed in the black leather of an old-school sex club, some in schoolgirl and harem outfits, both male and female, and all manner of interesting costumes in between, including a couple of younger men dressed in corsets and high heels and sporting nipple rings. A large Tyrannosaurus Rex roamed the crowd, attempting to frighten partiers. The cloying chemical odor of methamphetamine vied for dominance with the tang of weed and hashish. People imbibed just about everything with abandon, as though betting the world might end tomorrow. It was a fair bet in Libya.